Hamilton. Leave us.
My lady?
Leave us. Now. Let us talk plainly. You invade England, but you cannot complete the conquest so far from your shelter and supply. The king desires peace.
Longshanks desires peace?
He declares it to me, I swear it. He proposes that you withdraw your attack. In return, he grants you title, estates, and this chest of gold, which I am to pay to you personally.
A lordship and titles. Gold. That I should become Judas.
Peace is made in such ways.
Slaves are made in such ways. The last time Longshanks spoke of peace, I was a boy. And many Scottish nobles who would not be slaves were lured by him, under a flag of truce, to a barn where he had them hanged. I was very young, but I remember Longshanks' notion of peace.
I understand you have suffered. I know about your woman.
She was my wife. We married in secret because I would not share her with an English lord. They killed her to get to me. I've never spoken of it. I don't know why I tell you now, except I see her strength in you. One day, you'll be a queen. And you must open your eyes. You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, and nor will any Scot while I live.